Good morning. We're going to start the sugya of Zimun, and then we'll go into the Nagoyim part a little bit. The Gemara says, "Hakol chayovim b'mikra megillah, hakol ksheirim likraisas hamegillah." Lasuye mai, what's it coming to include? Lasuye noshim, it's coming to include noshim, that women are kosher to read the Megillah. Doma kid Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi, Doma Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi, noshim chayovois b'mikra Megillah, sha'af heim hoyu bois lehanes, because they too were included in the nes, and therefore, they are chayiv in the mitzvah. Hakol chayovim bezimun says everybody is chayiv to be mezamin, assuming if there's three people. Lasuye mai says the Gemara lasuye noshim va'avodim is coming to include women and avodim. The Tanya noshim va'avodim mezamno is la'atzmo. Noshim and avodim are mezamin for themselves. Hakol mitzdar from the zimun, lasu yemai, lasu yekotna, yedele mi mevochim. And a kotna could be mizaman, adam rav nachman, yedele mi mevochim, mizamlin olof. Okay. Now then the Gemara goes into Tumah v'Tahara. Just wanted to take this piece out first. Firstly, the Gemara seems to equate men and women in chiyuv mikra megillah. Over here, the Gemara seems to make it clear that men and women are equal, because that's the whole ribui. Hakoyel ksheirim likraisas hamegillah, talking about to read it. Asu yimai, asu yinosh. So Tosfos points out, if you look at the Tosfos on Dav Gimel Amud Aleph, asu yinoshim, shechayovois pemikra megillah. Techayev in mikra megillah, uksheirim likrois, ulohitzi schorim idecha vasa. That's the Lashon HaKuntres. Says Tosfos, Aval Bahag lo pasal kachi. The Bahag does not pask in this way. He holds that a woman is chayiv in mikra megillah, but she cannot be moitzi a man in mikra megillah. Umevin rayim ato sefte vizel oshoyna am hakol chayovim b'mikra megillah tumtum androgynous vein moitzines harabim yidecha vason. Androgynous is moitzi minoy vein moitzi yashene minoy. Tumtum is any moitzi loyas minay v'loyas ene minay. Misha chetzi ve'eved v'chatzi ben chayrin any moitzi loyas minay v'loyas ene minay. Noshim v'avodim uktanim pturim mikriyas megillah. Ad kan loshon ha'tosefta. Anyway, so the tosefta seems to imply that a woman is potter. So obviously the unspoken point that Tosfos is trying to bring out, so there's a stira. On the one hand we find noshim achayovis mimikri megillah. On the other hand, the Tosefta says, Noshim HaPotter from Kriyas Megillah. So what's the answer? The answer is, they're chayiv to read the Megillah, but they're not on the same chiv as a man, and therefore they can't be moitzi a man in Kriyas Megillah. That is the sheet of the Bahag. That's the sheet of the Bahag. Now this year there was a tremendous controversy in Eretz Yisrael, because Rabbi Avadia Yosef, so Zayin Gesund, he gives shiurim every Motzei Shabbos. I think it's actually broadcasted on the radio. And he's giving shiurim before Purim. And he said in the shiur that if, let's say, somebody would find himself in a place where there is no male that can read the Megillah, so he said, so a woman could read the Megillah and be Motzei the man. He needed 24-hour security by his apartment. He's a very elchid, Rabbi Avadia Yosef. So the next week, he said, all I said was what the Shulchan Aruch do. There was no chiddush here from Rabbi Avadia Yosef. There wasn't one piece of Rabbi Avadia Yosef in that psak. That's halach in the Shulchan Aruch. The halach is that a woman meikar adin, according to Kemat all the Rishayim, is kosher to read the Megillah. The Bahag holds not, so the Shulchan Aruch brings down a woman could read Megillah. Then the Shulchan Aruch says v'yei shemrim, which is the sheet is Bahag, that a woman cannot. So all he said was, this is what the Shulchan Aruch says. If you have a man, of course, he's a man. He wasn't encouraging that we have women read the Megillah. He was saying, hypothetically, if you're in a place where nobody can read the Megillah except for a woman, so she could be mighty. That's all he said. It took a very long time. Finally, one of the other Gedolim had to put a letter out and say, Masha Amar Chacham Avadu Yosef Katuv B'Shulchan Aruch. Okay. So now, it wasn't good because it was in Shulchan Aruch. It was good because you're not gezogt that it's okay. This was a huge tumult. This last year poem, this just happened last poem. But anyway, so Tosfos' point here is that the Gemara by us definitely seems to say not like the Bahag. Because the Gemara, the whole emphasis of our sugya is Hakol Ksherim Likreis Es HaMegillah. The Kasha is Gevaldik. Kasha is Mamish Gevaldik. So really, in order to get clarity, to understand, to be miyash of this question, is that we have to know what the Pshat and the Shita of the Bahag is. Where did the Bahag get this, that a woman is a different obligation than a man? Strange type of thing. So actually, the Gabdovit, I think I have it here. Gabdovit Soloveitchik, Zolzayin Gesund, and his father, the Briskei Rav, they speak about the Bahag Shita in a very creative way. They hold that the Bahag Shita is that we know that Noshim Achayiv in Mikra Megillah. We know that. That's for sure. The question is, when Chazal said the Chayiv because Afein Hoyu Boisin Eis, does that mean the Chayiv just like a man? Or is Afein Hoyu Boisin Eis a new kind of obligation? There's a new obligation called Afein Hoyu Boisin Eis. So it's not the regular obligation that a man has. It's a new kind of obligation. It's called Afein Hoyu Boisin Hanes. And that's what the Briskei Rav here in the stencil says. And Reb David brings it down as well. Moron Zatzal, he's talking about his father, the Briskei Rav. Omar Deyesh La'ayin, he said, we can analyze. Im Svora Zu Denoshim Chayovois Mishum Shohoyu Boisin Hanes. Mahani loymar de ein lohem ptur shol mitzvah asei shazman groma. One way to look at it is, Afen oyu boisi anei says that there's no zman groma here. So now women and men are the same. They're on the same level. Or he says, this is a very creative thought. I mean, I think it's an unbelievable chiddush to learn that way. Oy, de loy lo mitzad mitzvah asei shazman groma pturis. Really, what happens by every Kriyas Megillah is there's a two-step process. First comes the halacha mitzvah seishas man groma and knocks them out. Then, the rak ika chiv mechudash le'inyin mikra Megillah mishum shehem hoyu bo'ise hanes. It's a new obligation. This is what he says. And then, what? Potentially, yes. This is actually a controversy on its own. Why do we pask in Chanukah a woman could light the menorah for a man? And over there, the Shulchan Aruch doesn't say that a isha yesh oimlim that an isha cannot. It's a Gemara. Rav Zera said that now that I'm married, my wife lights for me at home. Nobody could argue with the Gemara. The Gemara says in Shabbos on Daf Chav Beis that Rav Zera said now that I'm married, Bosa de Nesivne Itza, now that I got married and I go away to learn, I don't have a problem with lighting. My wife lights for me at home. So that's a good issue. So there's a simple solution to that. By Hanukkah, there is no one person being moitzi the other. All you need is a shem hadlaka. My home needs that there should be a ner Hanukkah there. Right? That's why some even permit a cotton's hadlaka. In Hilchas Hanukkah. The Magen Avraham has a contradiction. Because in Hilchas Hanukkah, the Shulchan Aruch says, "V'yesh oimrim that a cotton can light the Ner Chanukah." Cotton shigil l'chinuch. The Magen Avraham says, "One second, in Hilchas Purim, Megillah, the Shulchan Aruch didn't say that." So, what's the difference? So, the Magen Avraham asked for a contradiction. So, one way to learn is that the Shulchan Aruch didn't have to say it again. It's one din maybe. But the other way to learn is simple: that the Shulchan Aruch holds actually is a difference between Chanukah and Megillah. And the answer would be by Megillah, why have to be Yotze with the cotton? Then we say, since the cotton's obligation is different than yours, it's chinuch, it's a two-step derabbanan, whatever it is, the cotton is not exactly where you are, he can't be Yotze you, maybe. That's the question. The other tzad, by Hanukkah, it's different. Hanukkah, all I need is that there should be a menorah in my house, a lit menorah. As long as the person who lit it is in the parish of menorah, so it was lit. So now I have a menorah. It's not that I need the menorah and he's lighting it for me. I have a din that my bias should have a hadlaka. Hadlaka took place in my bias. In fact, you don't even need shlichus. Rav Scheinberg, Zalazayim Gesund, has a shaila. How can you make a shlich erev Shabbos? The place can bring down if somebody was makabel Shabbos and they realize they didn't light an Er Chanukah. So what do you do if it's still before Shkia? So the place can say, you send a shlich to light for you. Somebody was not makabel Shabbos, let him light for you. So Rabbi Scheinberg asks, why don't we say, kol milsa de'iu le'matzi avid le'matzi mashvi shlich? Since you can't do it now, you shouldn't be able to appoint a shlich. So one of the answers to Rabbi Scheinberg's kasha, it's an alta kasha, one of the answers is that this is called hadlaka. I don't need a shlich. I don't need him to be my messenger. It's not that I need to do a maisa hadlaka and now this shlich is representing me. And the truth is, if you analyze it, it has to be that way. Because how could the Shulchan Aruch say that some hold a cotton could do it for you? Forgetting if a cotton's hadlaka is hadlaka, how you can't be my shlich? The answer is I don't need shlichas. All I need is that my home had a hadlaka. Hadlaka took place in my home. I don't need a shlich. So it's Shabbos and I can't do it. So what? I'm not appointing him. I now have a mitzvah that in my home there was a Ner Chanukah. That's sufficient. That's what would come out from this. But I'll call. What? No, because that's not a maisa hadlaka. That's why I explained. It has to be somebody, it can't be a Kratz Mechtri either. It's got to be an El Chanukah. So the person has to be in the parasha, has to be under the umbrella. But once there's an El Chanukah, we're not going to say, well, the one who lit it has this level of obligation, so now it's not an El Chanukah. It's an El Chanukah. Anyway, so what he's saying here is a tremendous Chiddush from the Briskerov, that the Briskerov wants to say that there's actually two obligations, Purim. What basically happens is like this. A woman is put through a spin. We go over to, we say, Mitzvah Seh Shazman Grom and Oshem Paturis. You're out. Then we say, oh, there's a new thing. Afin Ayubay Seh Anes. Bring you in. So the bringing you in brings you in only to the level that Afin Ayubay Seh Anes could bring you in. But it doesn't bring you in to the general obligation of Megillah. So now he leads this into the Bahag. He says, we could say the reason why, because the chi of Megillah is that it's a chi of Mechudish, and he wants to say that the Bahag equals the Chiddush of the Briskerov. The Bahag and the Briskerov are one thing. In other words, the Bahag that wants to come now and say that a woman has a different obligation than a man, he holds like the Briskerov. The Briskerov holds like him, rather. This is the only way it works. That's what he says. Now, the reason why I find this to be a tremendous chiddush is because it sounds very unpractical. Chazal, in other words, the Rishonim and Brachas discuss on Daf Chof, Bechlal, whether we should say a woman is potter from a mitzvah, say, Shazman Groma by a Drabonim. Why should she be potter? The rule we have in the Raisa is mitzvah say shazman groma, woman is potter. Mechates it should apply to the Rabbanon at all. Why should it apply to the Rabbanon? So some Rishonim want to say maybe it doesn't. It doesn't apply to the Rabbanon. Right? The reason why Tosfos brings down that it does apply is because kol de tikun de Rabbanon ke'en do Raisa tikun. The Rabbanon would want that their mitzvah should look like the Raisa. We establish our mitzvahs similar to the Deraisa. So now I'll tell you very simple. Mid-Deraisa, those mitzvahs that women have by Zman Groma, Lamashal, Shabbos, a woman's chayiv in Kiddush. Why is she chayiv in Kiddush? Zocher v'shama. The Torah said anybody who's chayiv in Zocher is chayiv in Shama. It's a woman's chayiv in Kiddush. We have another mitzvah that says Shazman Grom, a woman are chayiv in the rice. Matzah. The Torah says, Lo yisoichal olav chometz, shivas yomim toichal olav matzah. So we make a hekesh. Anybody who's chayiv in chometz is chayiv in matzah. They go, they get linked. So we see that midaraisa sometimes a woman is in the klal of mitzvah say shazman grama. Now, when a woman is included in a mitzvah say shazman grama by the raisa, she's equal to a man. That means kiddush a woman can make for a man on Shabbos. I don't want to get stoned for this either, but that's the halach. She can make. You could say betzibur or not, it's not covered at tzibur, but if your wife made kiddush and you heard your yeah, it's a kiddush. If I care, the person comes on Friday night, if he could be Moitzi his wife, because he already was Yoitzi Midaraisa and davening, and his wife is still Chayiv Midaraisa. But a woman could be Moitzi. So it would make no sense. So now, the whole reason why a woman is part of a mitzvah say Shazman Groma is because the Rabbana, by the Rabbana would be that the Rabbana want to mirror the Daraisa. Just like the Raisa part is a woman from Zman Groma, so too the Rabbanan want to. Now, there are certain mitzvahs that the Rabbanan have to include a woman. Because Afin Hoya Bois Enes. So now what are they going to do? The most practical thing for them to do would be to say, now women are like men. Now they're going with the same pattern as the Daraisa. The mitzvahs that a woman are potter from Zman Groma, they're potter. The ones that they're chayiv, they're chayiv. To go and create this new brisker rov's approach is basically, it's nishtayin and nishtaher, it's an androgynous. It's an androgynous. So you're basically telling me that I'm going to potter a woman mitzvah say shazman grama, and I'm going to make a chayiv al tafein oy bayanes. But the only reason to potter al mitzvah say shazman grama is to make a pattern between the derabbanan and the rice. And now I'm going to create a monster. There's nishkin adam, nishkin ish, and nishkin isha. That's why I find it hard to put the pieces together here. Because the only reason to say that azman grama should apply to a woman is because we want to create a hemshech. This doesn't... So therefore, to me, it seems like a tremendous chiddush. It would seem the only reason that the Bahag would hold that women are not chayev like a man is because there was a different roadblock. The Rabbanan brought her in, but there was another roadblock. There was a reason why she can't be moitzi a man. The shaila is what that is. What is that? So there were a lot of creative approaches, but I would like to put it together with Zimun, because I think it goes together. With Zimun. Because Zimun, our sugi here, Reuven, did you get the copies of the... you got it? Where are they? They're in the book? Wow. I best have to tell you, Reuven is a Baal Moifus. This booklet, that this Mara Mekoymus booklet that he makes for the week, which is a great thing. This morning he came over to me and said, are there any additional Mara Mekoymus? This was about 9:08. So I said, Brachas, maybe, I don't think you're going to get it there by 9:15. He said, nah, I can take care of it. So the booklet now has in it the new Maharam HaKemis. He got the information 9:08. I don't know when it was. If you could pass it down, I would appreciate it. Which, believe me, we will do for the future, that besides for the Maharam HaKemis I give you, I will give additional Maharam HaKemis to put into the booklet so that during Shir, at least, you could follow through with the Maram HaKemis here. So there's a sugi in Brachas. The Gemara in Brachas on Memheyom at Beis, the Gemara says that Noshim Achayev in Zimun, like our sugi. But over there, the Gemara says it's a Rishus. This actually is very Negel Halacha. Very Negel Halacha. In the summertime, we discussed this in Halacha Shir, because from our sugya, it sounds like women are chayiv in zimun. Not possibly that the mamish chayiv in zimun, 100%. The Gemara in Brachas says that a woman is only chayiv in zimun as a rishus, which means she's not really mechuyiv in zimun. She can be mezamen. She's allowed to be mezamen. She's not chayiv to be mezamen. So there's really a stira, because our sugya uses the lashon that noshim mizamnois, and the Gemara says lasuye noshim. When it says hakol chayovin bezimun, it's lasuye noshim. So our Gemara says klor that the chayiv in zimun, actually chayiv. The Gemara in Bracha says that a woman is only reshus to be mezamin. She doesn't have to be mezamin. She can be mezamin. And there are three different approaches to deal with this stira between our Gemara and the Gemara in Brachas. Tosfos in Brachas says that our Gemara is lav dafka. Even though the Gemara says chayev, it's not chayev, it means they're allowed to. Obviously, it's a doichik. That's Tosfos doichik. The Rosh says fakert. He says the Gemara in Brachas is lav dafka. Our Gemara is dafka. Noshim are chayev in Zimun. That's the Rosh. The Rosh says the Gemara in Brachas is only a havamina. To havamina in the Gemara, we don't pass it like that. That's the Rosh. The Smag comes with what seems to be the biggest chiddush. He creates a new kind of Zimun. He says there's two kinds of Zimun. There's Zimun independently, and there's Zimun together with men. So in other words, you're sitting by the table with four men and three women, or two women, it doesn't make a difference. Those women that are by the table together with the men have to be mezama. It's not a reshus. If three women go out for lunch, they have a reshus to be mezama. They don't have to be mezama. But when the women are there together with the men, then they're chayev to be mezama. And people don't realize this. Most people generally treat women in Zimun like they don't have to. Men bench, they go, and the women, whatever they do, they do. But really, the Shulchan Aruch paskins like the Smag. Shulchan Aruch paskins like the Smag. The Smag gains a lot as far as the sugi is concerned, because now he makes shalom. The sugi in Brachas is talking about if they're benching on their own. Then it's only Rishus. And when they're benching together with men, it's Hakol Chayovim. So the sugis are in harmony. But the logic is not, the logic is very difficult. Why should it be like that? Why should it be that this, that when the woman is alone with three women, then she's potter from Zimun? And when she's together with men, she's chayv in Zimun. Strange. So the Rosh brings down the Smag. You have a copy of it there. It's Simon Dalit. Tana Rabbanan Noshim Mizamna Isla Atzma Noshim Vavodim Im Rotsu Lizame Nein Mizamnan. Mashma de Noshim Chayova is Bezimun. Umizamnan La Atzma. And then he goes on and he says, you go four lines down. Mashma Hodik Tony Beresha Noshim Mizamna Is Hainu Im Rotsu Lizamein Avul Chayva Leka. There is no chayva. Now go down. V'hodam rinan be'erich and hakol chayovan bezimun kohanim levim v'yisraelim u'ko'omar hakol asuyei noshim lo'y linyan chayva komar elo rotsu lezamein mezamein v'nira li, says the Rosh, ha'hi de'erich and hakol choch l'chiyuvahu. Says, I feel that the sugyan erichin is clear that there's an obligation. And he says, the Marbi Lo Mediktoni Akol Chayovim. For Oid, it compares it to Kohanim Levim Yisrael. For Oid, Kivan the Noshim Chayovas Baburch Zamazin, Midaraisa Midrabonon, Loma Lo Yishaivu Bezimun Kimoi Hanoshim. Period. That's the Rosh. So he feels there's an absolute obligation. Okay. The Smag is the one that says that there isn't. So now if you look at Shulchan Aruch on that page, you'll see the Shulchan Aruch. You see, Siv Zayin. Kuf Tzadi Ches, Siv Zayin. Kuf Tzadi Tes, I'm sorry. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Noshim Mizamnois La'atzmon Rishus. They're permitted. They don't have to. But then he says, Avo Kisha Oichlois Im Ha'anoshim Chayavois. It's very strange. So the sheet of the Smag, which is very difficult to comprehend, is the one, in fact, that the Shulchan Aruch paskins. Shulchan Aruch paskins that Noshim have to be mezamah when they're with men. When they're alone, they don't have to be mezamah. When they're with men, they have a chiyuv to be mezamah. Very difficult. Mishabura gives a pshat, which I don't recommend you tell your wife. He says, woman, the reason why they didn't obligate women when they're alone is because they're not pekiyas. They can't read it. Chazal felt that women can't get the job done. So when they're with men, so a man could be mezamen, they said it's a choiva. When they're alone, They can't do it. They're not Bekiyas. They can't do it. I think that Bizmanenu, as far as the abilities, the Kriya skills of the woman, is far advanced. I don't want to mavaz anybody. The diktuk is definitely advanced. I know I'm saying diktuk not properly, but it's definitely advanced, clearly ahead of the game. So, the levush uses a lashon that sounds cryptic a little bit. It's hard to understand what he means. He says, when they're alone, they're not obligated. It's rishus. When they're with a man, migu, this is the lashon of the levush, sounds like he's bringing above metziah. Migu de chayiv zimun anoshim, chayiv anoshim. Once the chayiv zimun is chal on the men, it then automatically goes on the woman. Now, what is this? It's a disease? Spreads? What does that mean? Either a chayiv zimun or not chayiv zimun. So the levush says, migu that it's chal on the man, it's chal on the woman. So I once saw a fascinating Chazon Ish, which I feel what the Chazon Ish says lies in the Tosfos HaRosh. And that will explain to us Megillah as well. Because Megillah, there's so much to be said, we could spend weeks and weeks to try to understand the Bahag Shita, but there's one approach that I think is really simple and straightforward. Quite straightforward. Some want to say that Megillah for a man, besides for being Pirsumei Nisa, it's also a din of Kriyas Halal. And a woman is parted from Halal. So therefore, the Megillah of a man automatically has more to it. The Or Sameach and the Marcheshes want to say that Kriyas Megillah for a man is a Kiyum of Mechias HaMolek. And since it's a Kiyum of Mechias HaMolek, for a man, the Megillah has more. The woman, it's only Prisuminisim. So it's, a different level. Tremendous Chiddush. I mean, the Or Sameach wants to use that to such an extent and say that the Gemara says that they were looking for a source for Esther, and they found it in the Torah. And they found in the Torah, it says, by Moshe Rabbeinu, k'soiv zois ba'sefer zikaron, v'sim bozne Yeshua. So the Gemara brings a source that Megillah has a link to the Doraisa from Mechias HaMolek. The Or Sameach wants to actually say that the obligation for a man to read is connected to the Torah, because it's connected to Mechias HaMolek, and for a woman it's actually a much lower level, the whole chiyuv of reading the Megillah. But this is all tremendous chiddush. It doesn't answer our stira for the sugi here in Erech and in there, and it's tremendous chiddush. So, the more simple approach I would like to tell you is like this. The Chazon Ish wants to say a very interesting idea. We find in Halacha certain chiyuvim which are on a yochid, on an individual, as an individual, and we find certain chiyuvim that cannot be chal on an individual. Either for one of two reasons. Either because there is no chiyuv on the individual. L'moshel, kriyas ha-Torah. Kriyas ha-Torah, according to many Rishonim, is not an obligation on a yochid at all. So meaning, if you were home for whatever reason, you didn't come to shul. You had an oinus, you couldn't come. But then, 10 o'clock, you feel better. So you can chap now a kriyas ha-Torah. Are you chayiv to go for Kriyas HaTorah? There are many Rishonim holding not chayiv. The chayiv of Kriyas Megillah, of Kriyas HaTorah, is on a tzibur. It's not on a yochid. It's not on the individual. That's one type. And that's what the Ran and Megillah explains Kriyas HaTorah to be. An obligation on the tzibur. Then there are mitzvahs which are individually based, which means I have a chayiv, you have a chayiv, he has a chayiv, but we can only mekayim it together. We need a tziruf. We need to unite to be mekayim that mitzvah. That's another type of a mitzvah. The Ran in Megillah says that is the difference between Kriyas HaTorah and Kriyas HaMegillah. Meaning, the Mishnah in Megillah says, if you don't have 10, there's no din of Kriyas HaTorah. Ein koren ba'Torah, pochos me'asor. Comes the Ran, and the Ran says, I don't understand. Why didn't you list Megillah? There is an opinion in the Gemara Megillah that Megillah also needs 10. So according to that opinion, why didn't the Mishnah, the Tan is in Megillah. Why didn't he list Ein Koren Megillah, Pachos Me'asara? So the Ran is questioning how could anybody hold that Megillah needs 10 and the Mishnah in Megillah wouldn't even count it in the list of things Like the Mishnah says, there's no duchening, less than 10, there's no nesias kapayim. So the Ran says this sensitive distinction. He says, the Mishnah is only listing things which are an obligation on the tzibur, like Kriyas HaTorah. Kriyas Megillah is a chiv on the yochid. But even the opinion that holds you need 10 holds the individual is obligated, but he has to find a minyan in order to facilitate that he could do the mitzvah. So in other words, I'm sitting in my house, it's Purim night, I have a chiv now to fish out a minyan and create a minyan so I could be eitz in the mitzvah. It's different than Kriyas HaTorah. Kriyas HaTorah, 10 yidden get together, now it's chal, now chiv is created through us getting together. Megillah is not. But you need 10 people to facilitate the mitzvah. So, Chazanish says, a woman, he's not talking about Megillah, he's talking about Zimun. A woman can be included in a mitzvah which requires 10 people, which requires a minyan. But she could never be mitztaref to a minyan. So in other words, if you need a minyan, let's take Kriyas Megillah for an example. You need a minyan to be, let's say according to one opinion, you need a minyan to do Megillah. You can't do Megillah without a minyan. A woman can't create a minyan. But she's chayav now to find a minyan to be able to facilitate her mitzvah, which has to be done b'tzibur. But she can't create the minyan. She can only be there. She can't create it. Same thing says the Chazon Ish by Zimun. Zimun is also a tzirif. It requires, it's not 10, it's 3. There is Zimun for 10 too, but the Zimun for 3. He says, in that tzirif, woman cannot create the tzirif. They can't create the 3. So a woman is left with a potential obligation which can't be facilitated. Can't be facilitated because women are not mitztaref. Just like a woman can't make a minyan, complete a minyan, she can't complete a zimun. So it's gevaldik now the sheet of the smag. A woman, and all the questions I answered, a woman has an obligation to do zimun. But if there aren't 3 men, she doesn't have the mechanism to do zimun. Once there are 3 men, and she that have facilitated the ability to do zimun, now a woman has to be mezal. It's not she can, she must. Now she must absolutely do zimun.
What's the nature of what she does when there are only women?
That's a reshus. That's like, the Gemara says, that's like 2 men. That's exactly the Gemara in Brachas. The Gemara in Brachas says 3 women being mezamen is like 2 men being mezamen. Just like 2 men don't create the complete tziruf. Same thing over here. So the smag shita, by the way, after we have the Chazon Ish, is mamish beautiful. It's beautiful. It's an obligation. They just... Now we can also understand the Knesset HaGdoyle, which this is Negei Halacha L'maisa. Let's say you have a bunch of men sitting and eating, and the wives are there. The men want to leave, they're going to daven. Are the women allowed to say, we're not going to be mezamen now, we're not going to be mezamen now, but we have 3-4 of us here. When the men go away, we'll be mezamen ourselves. Okay? So normally 3 women are allowed to be mezamen, but don't have to be mezamen. 1 or 2 or 3 or 4 women that are with 3 men have to be mezamen. Can a woman break up? In other words, now that they're together with the men, now they have to be mezamen. Now the men are leaving. Can the woman stay on and say, we'll bench ourselves? So the Mishnah Berurah brings down 2 opinions. He says that, the Mishnah Berurah says he holds that they should be able to do that. As long as they'll be mezamen, it's okay. But there's a Yarak Tana and a Knesset HaGdoyle, no, can't do that. Why not? The way we're explaining it is very simple. Because at the end of the day, the problem with 3 women is a mechanical problem. So by the woman saying, you know what, let the men go to shul, we'll bench in 5 minutes together, us. It'll be cute, 3 women, Rabotai or Rabonotai, whatever they're going to say there, we won't bench and they'll have their own zimun. But the Torah says no. Because the reason why 3 women don't have an obligation is not because they don't have an obligation. It's because they don't have the mechanics to create the complete zimun. So it's mamish kevaldik, that sheet. So that's the reason why once there are... So Allah l'maisa, I feel a woman shouldn't do that. They should bench with the men. To be yotze this... Since the Shulchan Aruch Paskin is like the smag, the most logical way to learn the smag is like the Chazon Ish. Now I'll read you what the Tosfos Rosh says. Tosis Rosh on this Gemara says, V'homeya noshim kitre gavridam. 100 women are like 2 men. Pirish. Listen to this Lashon. It's mamish like the Chazanish. Lechol dover. For anything. Shetzorich sikum uminyan. That means a conclusion. A final number. Or minyan. Kigon tefillah. Kriyas Megillah. Kriyas Sefer Torah. Einam mashlimin haminyan. It's like Olive Beis, he's saying like the Chazon Ish. So even though the Chazon Ish is brought in as a big Chiddush, it's really what the Tosfos Rosh is saying here. V'chein linyan zimun shetzorech gimel, loy chashivi kitlosa gavi elokish shnayim. Period. That's the Tshuva Sarash, Tosfos Rosh. So really it's very clear. So I want to tell you now a simple idea. The Bahag happens to Paskin, that Megillah always needs a minyan. Not the way we Paskin. We Paskin, if a Megillah is read on your Dalet, you don't need a minyan. If you're reading the Megillah in the Kfarim, if you're reading a Megillah before Yud Gimel, before Yud Dalet, then you need a minyan. The Bahag happens to hold that Megillah always needs 10. Always. So I want to tell you very simple. That's the reason why she can't be Moitzi Nish. Because since she's not mitztarif to the minyan, so she's not part of the body of the minyan, so she can't be Moitzi the men, because she's almost on the outside, a participant. Something which requires a minyan, you need somebody who's a bar chiyuv in the minyan to be Moitzi the tzibur. She is not mitztarif to that minyan. So since she's not mitztarif to the minyan, so she can't be Moitzi the minyan. She's bachutz. She's almost just witnessing a Kriyas Megillah. She's witnessing a Kriyas Megillah that's taking place by Sora. But she's not mitztarif to the 10. Because she's not mitztarif to the 10, so she's the Bahag holds she can't be Moitzi. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi holds in Meseches Brocha Yistaf Mem Zayin, Hakoil mitztarfim la'asora afilu eved v'isha. Which means that if you were to ask the Bahag, the Bahag himself, who says normally a woman cannot read for a man, if you were to ask him, according to Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, can a woman read for a man? He would say yes. Zok de Gemara, Kedomar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Noshim chayoveis bekriya Megillah, shafin ho yubayse anes. That's not a steer with the Bahag. Because Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, the whole reason of the Bahag is only the way we hold. A combination of the way he holds and we hold. He holds you need 10. And a woman cannot be mitzarif la'asora. Oh, I got a roadblock. But Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi holds that an isha is mitzarefes la'asora. So if she's mitzarefes la'asora, she's not out of the circle. She's in the circle. If she's in the circle, she can be mitzi also. So everything is misyashiv. I just want to point out that the way we're learning, it would also explain why the Rishonim bring down over here Tosfos, the end of the next Tosfos, Pasak Rabbi Yeshua. If you look at the end of that Tosfos, he says, Vavi Motzi Lemeimar also Lasuye Koton. Could also come to include a cotton. That a cotton could be Motzi the Tzibur. Because Rabbi Yehuda holds a cotton could read the Megillah too. Right? So everybody asks on Tosfos, what does that have to do with our Gemara? Our Gemara is talking about Hakol Lasuye Mai. Can't be the Hakol is coming to add a cotton. Cotton is a Beferish Mishnah. That Rabbi Yehuda holds a cotton could read the Megillah. But the way we're learning, our Gemara is going like Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. The Chiddush of our Gemara is that the cotton, that the Isha, becomes part of the minyan to be Maitzi. According to Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, he says a cotton can also be Mitzarev. Hakol oisim sniff. So according to him, a cotton could also be Maitzi. That's what Tosfos means. Vavi Motzi Nami Lameimar. Cotton too. It's in the same vein. Okay. I hope it's clear. Now we'll move on to the next sugya. Do we have any more time? We have time still, or we're out of time? Yeah, we have another couple of minutes, right? What do you mean? Gemara's not passing. Gemara's saying that is going kid Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. The Gemara says it's going like Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. The Gemara says that the Hakol Ksherim, Likros HaMegillah, is coming Lasuya Rabbi Shua ben Levi. And he holds like this. What I'm telling you is that the Bahag himself would say that according to Rabbi Shua ben Levi, this is correct. But we happen to hold that a woman can't be a Mitzar of Lasar. No. Mishnah Berurah is Soymech on the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, who holds that women could bench on their own, even if they started with the men, they could bench separately on their own. Which time it's kedai for you to all tell your wives that benching is not something they can forget about. When they're sitting with men, they're just as obligated as the men. It's not like there's any less of an obligation. That everybody agrees. When a woman is sitting together with the men, she's as obligated as the men are in Zimun. There is no difference. I'm just telling you that even if they were to decide to break up and do it on their own, they still couldn't. Okay. No. Same svara, because they don't have asara. Okay. Just to go into Negarim a little bit, these are sugis that are really outside of Erechim completely, but I'm trying to pull in any yesoidis that we have here that we're not going to have anywhere else. So the Gemara here says, when it says ish, it says hakol metamin beziva, tumas ziva is on anybody. Lasuye mai, lasuye tinik ben yoyme desanyo, ish matamad loymer ish ish. Why does the Torah say a double lashon? It's redundant. L'rabo is tinik ben yemechot shematame beziva divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yishmoel ben oishol Rabbi Yechonon ben Broiko oymer, eino itzorich. It doesn't have to say it. Arei oymer. It already says a zocher kolshu. Zocher means cotton, godol, nekeva kolshu, nekeva ben ktana ben gdola. So we go back. Why do you need the ish ish? Matam adloimar ish ish. That's normal. Dibro toira beloshay bnei adam. Hakol matamin betmeimes. Lasu yemai, lasu yekotan. Again, salkadai techamina ish asher yitmo v'lo yischata ish in cotton loy. Kamash will not. Val on the foshes asher hoyu sham, elo ish lemiute mai. If that's the chiddush, so what's the chiddush? Lemiute katan mikoras. I would think a katan is actually chay of koras, which is tremendous chiddush. Even the havamina of the Gemara to say that a katan should be chay of koras is a chiddush nifla. So if you look at Tosfos, he asked this question. The yesh letmoya Tosfos divrei hamaschil. Lumiyute koton mikores. V'yesh l'tmoya loma likro l'poitroi kivon deloy motzinu koton nenash. It doesn't really answer. He says, v'shema yitzrichoyo v'nisra b'letumo yischayev kores. He says, since there's a riboy for tuma, maybe he also should be chayev kores. Really, it's a plea. Why should there be kores? He's not a baroinshin. He's not a baroinship. And that's why I asked the Yolim to look up that Shita Mekubetzis in Ksubis, which seems to say that somebody is not a bar chiyuv at all, like an oinus, then there's no even concept of any consequence. The Shita Mekubetzis makes a distinction between shoygig and oinus. By oinus, there's no consequences at all. That's what the Shita says. Which means it's not called your maisa. So the chayr, if a cotton is over tumas migdash, how could he be chayiv koras? He's not a baroinship. So what? He's physically tomei. But lamaisa, he's not a baroinship. So how could he be, what would be the tzad to say that a cotton is chayiv? So I wanted to share with you a thought, and then we'll end off with this negorim. I'll try to get you all out of here by 10:15. The concept I think we could say here is like this. It really flows with a lot of what we learned in the first couple of sugyas. We explained in many mitzvahs, there are mitzvahs which are obligatory on the person, and there are mitzvahs which are more consequential, that they are tozor from the obligation. We explained the whole concept of erechin that way, and that's why a cotton was in the parish of erechin, because it's a consequence of the halois of erechin. We explained chinuch that way, that it's a consequence of the godel's obligation that the cotton becomes a baal chiyuva. When the Gemara says in Sanhedrin that there's a concept that a cotton, you may think that a cotton would be killed because of the woman, because of the kloina isha, because the woman who became nichshel because of him, that he would be chayev. What does that mean? What's the explanation in that sugya? The explanation, I believe, in that sugya is that we find in Oinshim two types of Oinshim. We find an Oinish that's a getter of a guy's Chayiv Misis, Machal Shabbos, his Chayiv Skill. Then we find a concept of Bi'alto Horomi Kebecha. Bi'alto Horomi Kebecha is a consequential type of punishment. When Bezdin sees a certain situation, the Torah authorizes Bezdin to eradicate it, to destroy it. L'moshel, the Tosfos Rid says in Kiddushin on Daf Nun Dalet that we know a ben pekua, an animal that is born after the shechita of its mother, is considered that it's already shechted. Right? So even though it's walking around alive, it has a din like it's shechted. So the Tosfos Rid says it can't really become a shor haniska. If that ben pekua grows up and starts goring people, killing people, it doesn't become a shor haniska because it's not a shor, it's a shor shochet. It's like you had a piece of meat on the plate that started goring. It's not a shor haniska. Hey, you get rid of it, but it's not a shor haniska. He says, it's like they had the fish. And things can happen, lacham e'vesim, right? So the Tosfos Rid says that does not become a ben pekua, a shor haniska. He says you kill it, but the meat will be mutar b'hanor. Because the meat of shor haniska is only also b'hanor because the shor haniska is chayev misa on the shore. But there's consequential misa, which is bi'alto romi kebecha, which is external. It's not intrinsic in the shor. It's external. Then the shor is mutar b'hanor. Shor is not a shor haniska. It's mutar b'hanor. Now, if you come to that understanding, you can understand why, by Arayas, there are two inyonim of when you kill somebody. One is they did a maisa vera that requires misa. The other is they created a demorality that we have to get rid of. We have to eradicate this. It's almost for the tzibur. It's like now morosa l'moshel. We find now morosa. So you give a skila pesach pesavil, right? Part of the reason of that misa is consequential. It's to show. Look what happens when you don't. Look what kind of child you brought up. It's consequential on the parents. It's consequential on the now morosa. The Tosfos Rosh says in Yevam Estaf Lamed Dalet, I think it is, or Lamed Gimel, the Tosfos Rosh says that a Nar Morosa is not even an Eishes Ish. He holds that Erisin is not an Eishes Ish. He says it's not Nichlal in the Chayvi Kris V'Shepeter. Tremendous Chiddush in the Tosfos Rosh. He says, it's a new din, we kill her. It's this din of like Bi'al Torah. You eradicate this thing from the world. So you could say, that's what Tosfos means over here. The Beis Hamikdash's Kedusha is of utmost sensitivity to the tzibur, not an individual chet. When somebody goes in and they degrade the Kedusha of the Beis Hamikdash, it's a consequential situation. And because it's consequential, there has to be consequences. Just like Arias, we say there would have to be consequences. And Mimela, since the Kotlin is in the Parsha of Tumah, so the degradation is there in the Mikdash. If the cotton would have a chsarin in the tumah, so there's no degradation to the Beis HaMikdash. But that's what Tosfos means. Once there's a degradation to the Mikdash, so then the consequences should follow. Comes the Torah and says no. But you understand why we have a meaning. Why you need a posuk to say that no, this is not only consequential based, this is based also on the Maisa Avera. And since as the Maisa Avera is a cotton, so we don't give him the Yiddish. That would explain also the sheet, would answer the sheet. Now just this last piece, says the Gemara, HaKol Metamin B'negoyim La'asuyei Koton, Sal Kedai Techamine Ish Tzeru Aksiv, Ishin Koton Loi, Kamash Malon. Says the Gemara, Ve'im HaChanami, Odom Ki Yeh Ba'or B'Zoroi, Mikol Mokon. Says Odom includes even a Koton. Ve'elo Ish Lomali. So why do I need the word Ish for? L'chtetoni ish, ein li elo ish, ish aminayin, kishuoymer v'atzeru arei kan shnayim, kematam alem ar ish, li'in shalmata ish perei ufoyrein, v'in ish aparas uferemes. A woman doesn't have to rip her begadim or let her hair grow if she's a mitzoras, only a man. What's it coming to include? Somebody who's not familiar with Negoyim or their names, ask the Gemara of Omar Mar Einay Boki Bohemu Bishmoiseyam Einay Goyim Sanegoyim. We learned that you cannot see a Nega. Omar Avino Loikashio. Ho de Mazbili Levi Sovar, Ho de Mazbili Levi Loi Sovar. No, there's a difference. Simple reading the Gemara means there are two levels of not being coherent or cohesive in the halachas of Negoyim. One is an individual who doesn't have the ability to understand the intricacies of Negoyim. He doesn't have the intellectual capacity to understand Negoyim. See, even after you explain to him that this is a Nega, this is why it's a Nega, it has to become Tomei, he still doesn't get it. So a guy like that, he can't be Metamei to Negoyim. But somebody who you can explain, and now he can already give an opinion. Once he's been taught, he can give an opinion. So that's already different. Then such a person could be taught. Could be taught and he could pass it. If you look at Tosfos, Tosfos says, She'enei boki v'hoylech. Talmud Chacham v'roya imoy. What you do is you bring a Talmud Chacham with him, v'roya imoy. Hu oyme tome, v'hu oyme tome. She'atuhuma v'tahara tuluya ba'amiris koyen. Everything goes by the koyen saying it. V'ochi tanya le'biteres koyen. But then he says, "V'hosam b'teres koyin is Rabbi Yisrael midichsiv oy u'maskin an hosam me'achas she'soifer l'Rabbis Yisrael l'ju could see it l'may hilchas nichsiv koyin she'ain tumi v'tahara l'mipi koyin." Now listen to this: "Sha'afilu koyin shoyte roya hanegoyim." That sounds like the koyin doesn't have to have any ability. It's a shoyte. It's mamish a shoyte. You could see a nega. Clearly, afal gav the mazbri le v'sova mikri le koyin shoyt. Tosfos says, you know what? We're talking about the guy that the sugya is talking about here. He's a guy that you explain to him the halachas, and he does get it. So why are you calling him a shoyt? She'enei boki b'fnei atzmai. This is shtaker, right? You go to the back of the shul, you give a fahel. Who doesn't know negoyim called? You're shoyt. That's pretty insulting. That's what Tosfos says. It's very strange. I mean, the Torah's Kohanim seems to be saying that's the point of the Torah's Kohanim. It's L'rabo Yisafilu Shoyte. So Tosfos then says, V'oid Yishloima de Mizburi V'sova de Hocha Lava Kohen Koyela Yisroel Chocha Mazburi Le V'sova V'im Toima Pshitali Melamdin Me'esmer Le'melamdin Eise Hayim V'yishloima Afakav Shein Eboki Le'boise Nega Kosha. It's going on the Yisrael Chacham. He's the one. So he says, if that's the case, what's the Chiddush? He says, Afakav Shein Eboki Elabo Yisrael Nega Koshel Uraz. So Tosfos says, the Chiddush is, even though the only knowledge he has is about this Nega specifically, that's good enough. We don't say he has to be a Boki in the Goyim. He has to be a Boki in this Nega. I remember I was once very disappointed. I was a boy. I went to learn in a large yeshiva. And I was learning Bav Metzia. Not Kash on the Sugya. So I went to somebody, and they said, listen, the Boki here in Bava Metzia is in the front. The guy over there, he's a Boki in Bava Metzia. So I went over there, and I had a kasha. He goes, Hazov? I'm not a Boki in Hazov. I'm a Boki in the first parak until the Sugya of Tokfei Koyin. So each guy had their couple of blot. And it was like smicha. That guy, he knows Bava Metzia. Six blot, but those six blot, chlor. And the yeshivish are part of those six blot. I mean, there were two sugis in those six plot that are not yeshivish, not either. But most of those six plot. Here, that's what Tosfos is saying. The chiddush is that if he knows this specific nega, that what's on the table, that's the chiddush. That's good enough. Now, the Rambam comes, when the Rambam brings down this din, he says you have to be a boki in all the maris. Not just this one, you have to know all the maris on the goyim. And the Chazon Ish, which I had asked you to look up, has this discussion. The Tzorachi and Echi Yitochen Hodoma Sheboi Boki Binigoyim Ubinisokim Voloi Bikarachas. ואוי נסוקים מטעמים בכל מערב, ולא ישייך לא מה שהוא בוקי בהם. ויש להם לצורך לי איזה בוקי בלחסיהם, דלא יומוי אלא מי שאין אי בוקי במערס לא יראה. So he wants to say to Chazon Ish that bokeh means you have to know the colors. That's the level that you have to know. Aval ein tzorich li yeis bokeh b'kol el chaseyeh. Ela b'halocha zu shehu moireh. So the Chazon Ish wants to say you have to be able to know all, which seems very strange, Mamon Hashach. If we only care about this nega in front of us, so all we should care about is this color. Chazon Ish is saying no. You have to know about all the colors, and just a halacha about this nega. That's like, he's trying to be miyashiv, the boki b'kol amaris, and the fact that you don't have to be a boki. He's trying to... Now the Rambam seems to send a mixed message. The Rambam says like this, Perek Gimel, halacha aleph, found really in the Meseches Negoyim, in the Pirush HaMishneh. Hakol ksheirim l'rois v'sanegoyim. That's the Mishnah, which the Gemara is quoting over here. So, the Rambam states as follows. Hakol ksheirim l'rois v'sanegoyim. Af al pi shehakol ksheirim l'rois v'sanegoyim. Hatumo v'atahara tluya b'koyin. Listen to this. The koyin doesn't even have to see the nega. Ketzad. The Rambam goes to the next level. The Kohen can't see. Any Yodea Lirois L'chayra means he cannot see. He doesn't have a mumchah. He's colorblind. Okay? He's colorblind. HaChochom Roi'ehu, says the Rambam, the Chochom looks at it. V'oimer Loi Emor Tomei. And the Kohen then tells him, say Tomei. The Chochem tells the Kohen. V'akoyen omer tome. So the Rambam is very clear that in this case, the Kohen, no matter what you're going to teach him, he can't say anything. He doesn't see. He cannot see. I was by a chasen, and somebody came over to me with a mara, a tumas mara, nida, shayla. And he says, he asked me to look at it. What I thought of it, he himself was given the shayla to look at. He says, you know, sometimes I don't like to make a final call on a mara because I'm colorblind. So I said, if I can make a suggestion, I think you should stay out of the field. You know. So lemaise, the untish, the shura, is the Rambam here is talking about somebody who's not shayach bechlal for him to paskin on a nega. He can't see it. Then the Rambam leads. V'afilu hoyo koyen koton oy shoyte hachochom oymeloy. So the Rambam clearly understands that the shoyte means he's clueless. That's how the Rambam leads. He goes from our sugya, hakol ksherim lirei sasanigoyim, to somebody who can't see. The chochom looks at it, decides, and then he tells the koyen, zog tome, say the words tome. And then he says, afilu hoyo koyen koton oy shoyte, he can go and say it. It's very, very strange. So how does he learn our sugya of Masbury Levisover? The whole sugya is shver. How does it flow with the Rambam? So I'll tell you, I see we're already over time, and this, even in my optimistic assessment, will take, I won't be able to get you out of 10:15, especially since it's 10:20. Unless tomorrow by 10:15 is realistic. Next week, Be'ezer Hashem, we will have Shir. I'll be in Eretz Yisrael, Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach, but either we'll Skype it, or we'll have I'll give it before, but we will have the regular Shir. And in fact, next week, we'll finish Negoyim, and we're going to do the next Sugya, which is very appropriate from Eretz Yisrael. It's the Sugya of Hakol Malim L'Eretz Yisrael. So what happens to be where we're up to. So we're going to be learning Dav Gimel Amid Beis next week, from the bottom of this daf, Hakol Ksherim, until the bottom of daf Dalet Amud Beis, where it says Vahani Kohanim, actually till the top, daf Dalet Amud Aleph, the top, the first three lines, and the Shir will be the same time, 9:15 in Mitzvah Shem next week.